Atlantic East, out of the desert burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, neath the purple glow of starlit skies, four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. His met is written. Let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia. Omar, the Wizard of Persia, tells Henry Mason and his family to leave for Persia. The Masons own an emerald to which a curse is attached. The curse cannot be removed until the emerald is restored by them to its original owner. On the journey, several desperate attempts are made by mysterious persons to steal a mystic scroll which Omar has given to Henry Mason. The scroll contains directions to read the meaning of the mystic bells with which Omar conveys his messages to the Americans. At the close of the last episode, Mrs. Mason, Cynthia, and Jerry are trapped in their stateroom, which is full of poisonous gas.
Cynthia! What are the locks doing? We'll have to crash it.
Come on.
Come on.
No.
Wait a minute. I have a passage.
Lord. The place is full of gas. I can hardly see.
Martha! Cynthia! Oh, Martha! Here, Stuart. Take hold of her. Take hold of her arm. Put her here. Over on the bed.
Quiet now.
That's it. Open up that other porthole. Hurry. Martha. Martha, dear.
The young lady, sir. The young lady. Haven't you got
yes. You have to help me. This gas is stifling. Lift her up. That's all right. Get some cold water quickly. Oh, that's Jerry. Wait a minute, Stuart. Jerry, my boy. Thank heaven he seems to be coming around all right. I'll take care of him, Stuart. Get the doctor here quickly.
I'll get him in a minute. Oh,
it's you. Yes, Jerry. Take it easy. You'll be all right in a minute.
Cynthia.
Yes, she's going to be all right, and Martha, too. They're breathing good air into their lungs now. But, Jerry, how did this happen?
The last thing I can remember, Mr. Mason, was when Cynthia screamed. I was trying to get the porthole open.
Well, you did get one open, my boy, and we can all be mighty grateful for that. If you hadn't...
Yes. And I was nearest to it. That's why I wasn't affected as much as the others. But look, Mr. Mason, Cynthia's moving. She's coming too.
Oh, Jerry. The man in the mask. Keep him away. Stop him. Stop him, Jerry.
All right, Cynthia. It's all right, Mrs. Daddy. It's all right. I'm right here by you. And so is Jerry. What does she mean, Jerry?
I had my back on the door, sir. But just as I was beginning to get groggy, I heard Cynthia scream.
Oh, Daddy. Jerry.
There, my dear. It's all right. We're right here beside you.
Oh, Daddy. I'm so glad you're here. I thought he was going to kill me. I thought he...
Kill you? Why, Cynthia, darling, what on earth are you talking about?
The man in the mask.
Well, tell us exactly what happened, Cynthia.
Well, after Mother fainted, is Mother all right?
Well, she's beginning to come around now. She'll be all right.
Yes,
soon.
Yes, the mother's all right, dear. Jerry's taking care of her. Now then, what happened?
Well, I asked Jerry to open the porthole. Then I began to feel so dizzy and faint. The fumes were getting thicker in here. Then...
Yes? What happened then?
Jerry had his back to me. The door started to open. And through the haze I saw... Oh...
You saw what in here?
Oh,
tell me.
I saw a man. He had something shiny in his hand. He wore a mask.
A mask? What sort of a mask did this man wear, Cynthia?
That's what frightened me so bad. Oh, it was horrible. Like the face of some vile beast.
Ah, that's it. It must be the same man.
What man, Mr. Mason?
Why, the man I told you about, Jerry. The leader of the bandits who attacked my caravan in the desert. He wore a mask like that. Jerry, I believe this man is...
The man with the scarred wrist? The man who got away from us on the train?
Yes. Not only that, but I believe him to be the man who is known and feared throughout Persia as the man of many faces, the leader of a mighty criminal organization.
Daddy!
For some reason of his own, this master criminal wants to prevent the return of the emerald to its rightful owner.
Oh, Daddy, I wish you'd never seen that emerald.
So do I, my dear. But now we've got to face this thing. Remember, we have a powerful friend in Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
But, Mr. Mason, I don't understand. Why doesn't this fellow try to steal the emerald instead of the scroll, the mystic scroll that Omar gave you?
Because, my boy, he knows the tradition. He dare not steal the emerald itself because he is afraid of that tradition.
Afraid?
Yes. He fears that if he does so, the curse of the emerald will be transferred to him.
How do you mean?
That's a part of the tradition of the emerald, a well-known part.
Oh, I see. Then why does he want the scroll? He can't use it.
No, but without the scroll, I could not understand Omar's messages. We'd all be helpless.
Well, it was the scroll he was looking for then, when he...
Yes, when he filled this room with poisonous gas. He was desperate. And when you were all unconscious, he went through the room rapidly and failed to find what he wanted, and then he locked the door from the outside and got away as quickly as possible.
But how did he fill this room with gas without our knowing it until...
Well, that I don't know.
Look. Look there.
What is it?
See that hole in the panel?
Why?
Oh, you can see what happened.
What, Jerry?
Jerry's found the solution, Cynthia. This masked man was in our stateroom first, ransacked it, and then drilled a hole between the two rooms.
Yes, sir. That's just what he did, Mr. Mason. I wonder how soon he'll make another attempt to get the scroll.
I don't think we need to worry, Jerry. I've arranged to have a guard keep watch over us for the rest of the voyage.
Oh, I'm so glad, Daddy. You think we'll be safe then until...
Yes, my dear. I think we'll be safe until we land in Damascus. Oh, here's the doctor. He'll soon have your mother all well again.
He's almost too good to be true, Henry. Everything went so smoothly those last 2 days at sea, and now...
Yes, we seem to have them scared off for a while. It certainly seems good to hear Cynthia laugh again, doesn't it, Martha?
Yes, it's the first time, and it almost seems weak.
Oh, look, Mother, what we found. Isn't it funny? It looks just like Jerry when he's mad.
You'd better not let the merchants and the people here in the bazaar see you laughing at that, Cynthia.
Why? Why not, Dad?
Well, that happens to be a carved image of one of the Oriental gods, Cynthia. To some here in Damascus, it is sacred.
Is it really? Why? I thought it was just a little wooden doll, Jerry. Did you hear what Dad said?
Well, yes. It's no surprise to me, though. I asked the dealer about it, and he told me it was supposed to be a very powerful god.
Well, Cynthia, let's see if it's powerful enough to get your mother away from this bazaar. There she is again, loitering to look at those rugs.
Oh, but they're lovely, Henry.
Yes, I know, dear. But our caravan leaves for Shiraz in another 2 hours. And I want to call at the shop of a gem dealer here first. I have a little business to transact.
Oh, Henry, just as I was beginning to decide which of these I want, how far is this shop from here?
Only a few steps.
Oh, well, if that's the case, let's go and get this business of yours finished.
Yes. And then when we come back and buy some more things. Which way do we go, Dad?
Well, it's just a few stops over to the right. Let me see. I guess right at this next corner.
Jerry, this doesn't look like you and your man. Look at the nose. It's exactly the same.
Henry, what is this business you have to attend to?
Well, I'd like to arrange for the transfer of some jewels while we're here, Martha. But here we are at the shop, nearer than I thought. Jerry, Cynthia, here we are.
What a strange-looking place, Henry.
Well, it's hundreds of years old, I guess. The man who runs it comes from a long line of gem dealers. They've always had this same shop, you see.
Shall we go in with you?
Yes. I think you'll find it interesting.
Oh, Henry, I don't like the atmosphere of this place.
Now, my dear, you'll find it quite all right. Come on, Jerry.
Coming, Cynthia?
Right with you, Mr. Mason.
Why, Daddy, what's the matter?
Why, Mr. Mason.
Quiet. Please. It's the bells. The mystic bells of Omar. Four. Five. Three. Four, five, three. My scroll.
What does it mean, Henry?
Wait. Wait till I see the scroll. Four, five, three. Ah, here it is. That means... the search has ended. Return the emerald to the man with the scar.
What do we do, Daddy?
Well, we're on the right track. That's something.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to carry on as we planned. Come on, let's get in here.
Oh, this place seems deserted, Henry.
That's funny. I wonder...
Oh, isn't it still in here? It's so sort of full of emptiness, if you know what I mean.
Well, Cynthia, really, that's sort of an original idea.
Still a minute, Jerry. There is something queer about this.
Dad, what's that?
Oh, Henry, I'm afraid of this place. Let's get
now, home. Now, that's nothing, my dear. Stay here. I guess we've succeeded in arousing the owner. That's probably what it is.
But, Dad, it's such a funny noise. It sounds like... Dad! Jerry! Look! Look! The wall! There! The wall! The wall, it is moving!
Good Lord! You're right! It is moving!
Henry, what is it?
Mr. Mason, there's someone there. There, behind that opening.
Dad! Look! It's a hand. A hand with a scar on the wrist.
Thank God! That ends our mission. Omar was right. Happiness is now before us.
Mm-hmm.